This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Don's Heating and Cooling, Iowa Realty, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, 3M, Rich Goff Custom Farming and Trucking, Sandals Lounge, and Pella Motors. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Columbia Store and Tire, Ozinga Feeds, Iowa State Savings Bank, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and the Pleasantville Clinic. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does the grand opening of the new Lely plant in Pella mean for Marion County and for the American dairy farmer? In the sixth part of a 10-part series on agriculture, let's go in depth with Alexander van der Lely, CEO of the Lely Group, the Netherlands. Alexander, we just finished a really interesting event, a really fun event with about 450 cattlemen, media people, people that buy your product, people that are interested in your product. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. It was indeed a very big group who attended the opening, so it was very good to see the big interest.
Well, it's a big deal for us when a company like yours comes into our community, and from all the places in the country that you could have picked, you picked Pella.
Pella is a very nice spot. There are several reasons for it. We have a very long relation with Vermeer, and Vermeer helped us very much to grow here in North America and set our presence. Pella is in the middle of North America, so transport distances are very good. And last but not least, I think Iowa provides a very good workforce for us in helping building our machines.
Well, you're also able to convey some information to us and those of us that don't know anything about robotic milking. We were able to actually see the equipment. We could see videos of how it works. We could talk to the people that designed it, talked with the people that are working to manufacture it. And it's a very interesting system. Can you describe it a little bit to our listeners?
The automatic milking system is a machine where a cow is milking herself. So she walks at her free will to a box, and then teat cups are attached to the teats to be milked. A cow goes to the system 3-4 times a day to be milked, and the system runs 24 hours, seven days a week. So there is not two times a milking per day as in other systems.
Well, and it looks to me like it frees up both the cow to do what she wants to do and also the farmer. Is that the case?
The farmer has a total different lifestyle, so he can spend it on the free time on the family. But he also can spend the time on the management to focus on improving his farm, where he thinks he can needs to spend time on. So he has exactly more time to do other work. For the cow, it's totally free will, so she can do what she wants.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Pleasantville Schools, Vermeer Corporation, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, Pleasantville State Bank, and H&R Block. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIA KRLS. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find In-Depth in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Pierschbacher Funeral Homes, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Barker Implement, Kevin Wadley CPA, HCI Care Services, Central College, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation with Alexander van der Lely of the Lely Group. Who does it take longer to train, the farmer or the cow?
The farmer.
The farmer.
A cow normally takes about 2 days, 3 days. For the farmer, it's a different management of his farm, and that takes some time. And for that, we have a lot of trainings and a lot of support to get that going.
You have to totally relearn everything you know.
Yeah, you need to focus on different aspects. You need, it's a different way of working. It's not going to your milking parlor and there you see every cow. You need to look at data to see which cow is doing well and which cow is needs attention.
There was also an interesting presentation on cow behavior and how important it is to have contented cows, and that leaves that lets increased milk production, longer lives of cows, less stress, and ultimately more money for the farmer.
A happy cow is the most important for the farmer. With a happy cow, he can achieve the best results. That's why we focus on that training, on looking at the cow. The farmer has no more time to look at the cow, and he can analyze his cow much better than before. So that's why we focus on the training to create happy cows.
And it's not just a slogan, is it?
It's not just a slogan. It's reality. So it's very important to focus on the cow, on the longevity of the cow, on the health of the cow. To get the best results for the farmer.
And one of the things also that came across was that most cows aren't a problem. Then the cows that have a problem, the farmer can focus on.
Yeah, the farmer only has to focus on the cows which need attention. That's management by exception. All the other cows which do what they're supposed to do, he can leave them alone.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Pella Cooperative Electric, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, KO Roofing and Siding in Pella, Verdeft Agency, Lighton State Bank, and RJ Performance. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, First State Bank, Titan Machinery of Pella, Midtown Tire in Pella, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Lely USA, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Alexander van der Lely of the Lely Group. Now, one of the things that we often hear now is sustainability. And a lot of different organizations are adopting sustainability. It's almost to the point where everybody's talking about sustainability and where it might not mean what it used to do. But you're able to show with hard numbers how this is sustainable. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sustainability has several aspects. Sustainability is environmental, but the sustainability is also continuity of your farm. On the environmental aspects, we want to have as least impact with our products on the environment. There's a lot of discussion going on in social discussion. What is the environmental impact on food production? How much water does it need for meat? How much emissions are exhausted by pollution? How much emissions are polluted by cows? That can have a very big impact. There are very important figures if you would compare that to let's say airline pollution, which is a big trigger for us to focus on the sustainability on farms. And that farms can go healthy into the future in a sustainable way.
And sort of builds on the health image of milk and other dairy products.
Yeah, and consumer is very much focused now on how the food they're eating is produced. We really can help build a good food production for the agricultural farming industry.
And so robotic milking is good for the environment, good for the cow, good for the farmer. Any downsides to it?
In all our developments, we focus that our machines use less energy, less water, and have a long lifetime. So our robotic milking system will use less energy than comparable systems, just to reduce the environmental impact.
So no downside to it?
Not that I know of.
Well, and if there were, you'd probably be working on it.
Yeah, we will solve it.
Because it seems that that's your strategy, is to try to make every aspect of this as good as it can be.
It's in our vision. Our vision is a sustainable, profitable, and enjoyable future in farming. So it's part of everything we do. It's focused on the sustainability, on the profitability of a farmer, and that he has a good life, that he has an enjoyable life.
How much do one of these machines cost?
$225,000, but that depends a little bit on the things you add to it. So it can be a little bit plus or minus, depends on your project.
Okay, and how many cows can it milk a day?
It's also an average figure. We always say, 60 cows, but it depends on the milk speed of a cow, if it's maybe 50 or 70. In average, we say 60.
So let's say that a fellow has, a few hundred head and has a few machines. How long would it take to pay off a machine?
It takes a few years, three, four years to pay it off. And then, he starts making money on it.
All right. But in the meantime, they have increased freedom. They can do more effective management, maybe if they're a farm that has a lot of other activities, they can focus on other aspects of farm life.
Yeah, you create, you see different scenarios in the market. One farm is focusing on the management, to be able to improve his management, to grow the farm. Other people are creating a second business on their farm, a touristical business on the farm, to be able to have a second income. So there are different scenarios. I think the biggest scenario is to improve your management and to create a growing, successful farm.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you by Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Pella Precast Products, Lighten Processed Meats, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, De Blumenhof, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, and Digital Galleria Designs. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and catch up on the in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McGriff's Spray Foam, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Stan and Pat with Stan Drywall and Pella, Pella Feed Service, Scurring and Uttermarkt, Central Cellular, and Braffhart's BP.
I continued my conversation with Alexander van der Lely of the Lely Group. Tell me about your relationship with Vermeer.
We have a very good relationship with Vermeer. It's over 20 years old. We are, let's say, trusted partners. We have the same values, the same strategies. We are both family-owned companies, both 60 years old. We know each other very well, so we trust each other very much in what we do.
You hinted, and I know you hinted with a purpose, about something special coming in the future. You hinted to the whole crowd. You going to give us any taste of that? Tell us what might be coming. You wanted me to ask this question.
Of course, you can ask the question. Our strategy is that we always introduce new products as a yellow revolution to really show that it's new. Until that launch event, we keep it very secret what it is. But it's always very special if we call it the yellow revolution. So we are very innovative and we always try to find new solutions for farming processes to improve the processes. And this will be very interesting at the end of April.
You're going to let us know at the end of April what it is.
At the end of April, there will be web broadcast for people who can't join the event. There will be an event in Holland where we present a new product.
Okay, so that was just a little tease for us. You're not going to make us wait for years or anything.
No, it's just a month.
Okay. All right, now you're here just north of the Vermeer Mile in Pella. And I'm looking to the north now. I see some space. Are you thinking of Lely Mile?
We have our Lely Mile in Maassluis in the Netherlands. We have here a nice production facility, which is extremely flexible, which is, gives us a nice opportunity to grow our presence here in North America. So, yeah, the market needs to ask for it, and then we see how we react again.
Well, in looking at your building, I'm no expert for sure, but when I was looking at your building, at the assembly lines where the machines are being built, it seemed that there's some room to grow in the existing structure. Is that right?
There's room to grow, yeah. So currently the production number is one a day, one robot a day, and we can easily grow to eight robots a day. But there's also flexibility to be ready for new products. So maybe the Yellow Revolution will be produced here.
Okay, is that a hint?
Another one.
All right. Now, one of the things that you also talked about is you assemble things here. You don't create them yet, I mean, in terms of the parts. Is that correct?
Yeah, we as a Lely Group, we focus very much on assembly of products. And we source our parts from suppliers in close by the factory. With that, we can create very flexible units and adapt ourselves to new products and new changes to our products.
What do you think the labor impact is going to be beyond Lely into the community because of those growing efforts?
Mary Endringa this morning had a very nice figure that she said in manufacturing, every dollar spent creates $1.30 on other on suppliers around. Maybe for us that's a little bit more because we source a little bit more, but that should be about the region.
All right, so how many jobs do you have here?
In the first year, we have created now 25 jobs, and we can see that growing in the coming years to 50 jobs in total.
Okay, so we're talking 50 jobs, then you're probably creating 75 jobs off-site?
Yeah, if the calculation is correct, yeah, that could be very well, yeah.
And just more growth in the future, more good
jobs?
We hope so,
yeah.
Now, in Iowa, we're talking a lot about our educational system, reevaluating it. What do we do right? What do we do wrong? And it's not. I know it's not fair for me to ask you to evaluate our educational system, but just in general, what kinds of things would you suggest that our teachers in our high schools, our elementary schools, our community colleges, what kind of things do our students need to know to be good Lely employees? What would you like to see?
I think very important is that manufacturing is an interesting part of a business, a very important part of the economy. So the schools could focus on what is manufacturing, what does it need, calculation, etc., etc. So I think the manufacturing part of it is very important. Of course, the agricultural part of the system, but I'm not too afraid of that in Iowa. There's a lot of good agricultural knowledge in Iowa.
Okay, so let's say that we've got some dairy farmers out there listening right now. What's an important thing for them to know?
I think important is to know that you have, on the one hand, the investment of the milking robot, which is an amount, but they should realize that it can have an immediate positive effect on the cash flow, which helps them, again, to grow the farmer and that they know what their costs are and what the cash out is.
Now, what would you like our community to know that might not have anything to do in farming about Lely?
We are very passionate about agricultural, and we are very passionate in finding solutions to improve the financial and the social well-being of the agricultural sector.
Thanks to Alexander Vanderlelie for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.